Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, let's go around the NFL here on Sports Radio 610. And typically we'll do an around the AFC South. You played one of the teams. The Colts was on bye. So let's talk about the Jags real quick, who absolutely trounced the then 7-3, now 7-4 Los Angeles Chargers. So the Jags remain a game ahead of the Houston Texans and ahead of all these other 5-5 teams in the race for the playoffs. However, I am disgusted by the Los Angeles Chargers, John Lopez.
You can't predict what they're doing, what they are.
I have no idea what's happening with them. In the course of this 35-6 shellacking that the Jags put on them, where do we start? Do we start with the quarterback that people seem to love?
Yeah, because he looked rattled. And that was very surprising.
Yeah. I mean, 10 of 18, 81 yards and an interception. Now, at one point, he gets hit really hard and gets evaluated for a little bit in the medical tent. Mm-hmm. Comes back to the game, but it's taken out for precautionary reasons. Don't let that distract him from the fact that he was BAD bad against the Jaguars in this game.
Yeah, but both sides of the ball with the Chargers. You can't predict what the Chargers are. Obviously, the Chargers still on the Texans schedule, which could loom real big down the road when you're talking about wild card and stuff. But you can't predict what they are. And the Jaguars, where did that come from? They just looked so, you know, I've been kind of on this thing with Liam Cohen's better than I thought. Boy, that was really impressive.
Yeah. Four rushing touchdowns, three of them to the running backs. And this was a running day, 192 yards on the ground, 73 of those ETN, 74 of those Bashel Tootin in the game. And it was just, that's one of the things. Again, I look at that and I see the Jaguars obviously having a great rushing day with a couple of pretty good running backs with, you know, to give respect to them. But I keep bringing this back to the Chargers, who, again, as you mentioned, you'll see in week 17 this year. And that was a defense last year that was really good.
Yes.
Pretty good stop in the run, in fact, but just really good in general at just doing the right thing, even if they didn't have a wash of talent on that team. And it just feels like they are a vast difference from where they had previously been last year. Which ultimately probably is good for the Texans because the Texans pants them last year in the playoffs. How much more so does it look like now if this defense continues to be that level of problem?
A lot more because this Texans defense, you know, if the Jaguars did that to them and with their defense, just imagine what this Texans defense is going to do. But again, the Jaguars, hell, Jakobi Meyers had a good game.
Yes, he did. 64 yards for him as well.
Yeah, so it was Chargers don't really scare me right now. Of course, that could change next week.
Only God knows what looks like there. But, yeah, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Chargers, thanks for nothing, right? Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and steal that from you, Fig, ahead of time because they could have done something that I felt would have been important, which is push the Jaguars into that place where they are also 5-5, and I believe that would have put the Texans technically holding that final spot for a moment, right? Like, and I understand that the Texans still have their work cut out for them and their work ahead of them, but that would have been nice if the Chargers could have done something. Of course, they couldn't. Because they're not helpful, not in one bit. Some other things around the NFL. There was a lot of games, and one of the reasons why I think you probably look at the Texans getting a win versus the Titans, even if it happened narrow, and go, that's fine. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of weird results and just tight games, whether they should have been or not. One that felt like it should have been tight was a game between the two teams that feel like the best in all of the NFL. That was the Rams versus the Seahawks, and it was a close game, but it was not necessarily a game that felt close if you were watching it.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to this game. You remember, you know, when we draft the weekend on Fridays, and it was entertaining, that's for sure, and it was also perplexing, and obviously you come back to Sam Darnold, four interceptions by any gauge, that's going to end up losing you a game. But at the same time, they were in it the whole time. You know, they were in it the whole time.
Yeah, and I bring this game up, and I mentioned two of the best teams. It feels like you got to look at the Rams and go, that's probably the best team in football right now. Matt Stafford mm-hmm. is really orchestrating that offense really well. And I've seen it discussed in this way, and I don't think I disagree. This is probably the best defense that Matt Stafford has played opposite, when you look at what this Rams defense is doing right now.
Yeah, it's up there, that's for sure. But, he's definitely, although – Josh Allen made a statement for MVP yesterday with six touchdowns, but I still think it's Matt Stafford if I had to pick right now. And just efficient, you know, they're finding the right, obviously play calling was terrific, even though it got a little sloppy here and there. I think the Rams, who else would be in the contention right now?
I mean, it'd be the Seahawks and
Eagles.
There's some people that have put the Eagles in there. I don't feel comfortable doing that. We'll talk mm-hmm. about them here in a moment. But Darnold, I didn't want to circle back around to this because Darnold did have four interceptions. And one of his linebackers, and I, of course the name evades me as soon as I'm going to go there, stood up for him in the post-game presser. This is what it sounded like. Mm-hmm. Oh, did we not have that one, Fig?
Nope, I have no idea what
don't
you're talking about.
Don't worry about that. He had a linebacker stand
I ain't gonna
up
lie
and
to you.
Don't even worry about it. One of the linebackers got up there in the presser and was like, hey, man, Sam was saying that it's his fault. No, it's not. Defense could have done some more. Four interception game, John Lopez. Is he a pumpkin, or is this just kind of the circumstance of who they're playing?
I think, and I mentioned this to you, and I felt kind of weird saying it, because like I said, I was looking forward to this game, watched it, and I feel like only two of them were, and that's not a compliment. Only two of them were like really bad plays by him. So I don't know if that's good or bad, but I'm not going to sit here and stand up for Darnold, because you throw two like that are all on you. That's not a good thing. So maybe pumpkin-ish is what we would say.
Yeah, and that's the thing that I'm kind of surprised by, because again, it feels like the last couple of years with Sam Darnold, when mm-hmm. you watch him play, everybody's been waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah.
And this feels like that could have been an answer for those that were looking for confirmation there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm there. Like it feels like this is one of the weaknesses that he might have, is that he can
Pumpkin-ish.
Have a day like this.
He's had a day like this occasionally.
But I do think that he is giving you enough. He's putting
really
enough on
good
wax
throws.
That I think that he's still a dude to be contended with. Mm-hmm. And that's why I still look at the Seattle Seahawks and I like them quite a bit as a team. And of course, all of this comes within the context of, I'm very happy that both of these teams play over there.
Yes.
Like, just do all that good football mm-hmm. over there. That would be that would be greatly appreciated. All right, some other things around the NFL. A little bit of injury news. One, Michael Penix Jr. Of the Atlanta Falcons, they played what was a close game in a division battle that I don't know that anybody actually should care about or love in any ways, which was the Carolina Panthers versus the Atlanta Falcons. The Panthers got the Falcons in overtime. You had Michael Penix Jr. going out with an injury, mm-hmm. and Christian Kirk, almost called him the wrong one. Mm-hmm. Kirk Cousins, different Kirk, steps in and has an opportunity to try and go win them the game. He doesn't, because of course he doesn't. But Michael Penix Jr., it looks like he might be done for the season. He's looking for a second opinion. However, he might be done for the season there. And that's really tough for a Falcons team that looks like they very well could fire their coach.
He's had four knee injuries in the last, I believe, seven years, and going back to college. That's a problem. That's scary. When you have, and three of them now are going to be season ending if this one is in fact season ending.
And it's worth noting, this is his left knee.
Yeah.
He's had the right knee twice reconstructed. So this is the other one. This is the good one.
Yeah.
This is his good knee, which
this, if you're a Falcons fan right now,
Falcons are in the mud. Like I said, might fire your coach, which people should be clamoring for, I think, at this point, the way that things have gone. Your quarterback that you're supposed to feel like, oh, this is a young guy that we're building around, there's real questions as to whether he's got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a rough place to be.
And how durable he is. I mean, how much you can count on him moving forward. There is another quarterback story in this game, and that is
Bryce Young.
Yeah.
448 yards. That is a Carolina Panthers franchise record in a game.
Picked the wrong guy. No, man. No, you didn't.
I didn't think he had that in him, man. I ain't going to lie to you.
I didn't either. I didn't either. But just when you think he's not it, then he does something like this.
Yeah, so a really, really big day for Bryce Young. And did you realize that the Carolina Panthers are 6-5?
Yeah. Yeah, that's something, man.
This season has been absolute mayhem.
Wow.
All the way around. All right. This thing I do think has an interesting tie to your Houston Texans. There's initial concern that Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers has a break in his wrist, that he has a fracture in his wrist. Actually, I think we might have gotten an update because today was when he was going to get an MRI to double check that. Mm-hmm. The Steelers are 6-4, and they still have the 10th strongest remaining strength of schedule. So they have the Bears on the road. They have the Buffalo Bills at home. They'll play Baltimore twice still. They have the Detroit Lions on the road, and they have the Cleveland Browns on the road. And I put them in there just because of the strength of their defense.
Mm-hmm.
The Steelers could fall out here, couldn't they?
I think there's a lot of moving and shaking that's going to be happening in the AFC. Obviously, the Texans benefit from a lot of that if they take care of their business. But yes, the Steelers absolutely have to be wondering about just where they are right now.
Because currently they're 6-4, tied with the Jacksonville Jaguars, but they're a division leader right now.
Mm-hmm.
You got to imagine in that AFC North, the Ravens are just a game behind and really tracking.
They 5-5.
Yeah.
Right, 5-5, really tracking like they're playing better, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then if they fall out there, there's a lot of game. If it's Mason Rudolph helming that thing, very quickly they could be on the outside looking in. So that could be, although like they're in when it comes to division championship type stuff. But if they fall out the way that it's possible, that might create room for the Texans to slide in as well.
Oh, I think, Steelers, obviously you have the tiebreaker with the Ravens there. Certainly you can look at some of these other teams, maybe even, teams like the Chargers, which we just talked about. Chiefs are a mess right now.
They are.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. And we'll talk more about that as we continue to go. But Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. And it started streaming yesterday. Return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. That's Landman. And the new season started just yesterday. So you can get to it only on Paramount Plus. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go ahead and jump into the press room as D'Amico Ryan should be speaking after a 16-13 victory. We'll hear what he has to say next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. A victory reaction Monday here in the loop on Sports Radio 610.
We're good.
All right, let's
good
go,
to go
ahead,
baby.
Let's go ahead and jump in. D'Amico Ryan's talking to the assembled media after a 16-13 victory.
Fire away, Ms. Kim.
Any injury updates? I know it's a short week, so anything you can tell.
Yeah, with the short week, just the update as of right now. CJ and Jalen are still in the concussion protocol. It's looking good for her to have Kaimi back this week, so we'll see how that goes. And with CJ and Jalen, we'll kind of, again, we got to see how the week goes. You know, when they're in their concussion protocol, there are steps they have to pass to be available. So we'll see how it goes for them this week.
How do you handle that with it being such a short week and, say, CJ not having played, been able to practice in a couple of weeks? You obviously want him healthy, but he gets healthy. How's the decision then decided about whether or not to put him on the field in such a short week?
Yeah, look, we're hopeful for CJ to get back healthy. That's the first thing, the most important thing. And for me and my spot, I just have to deal with it based on when they pass the steps they need to pass. And if they are available, then being able to see them on the field, see them get reps and see how that goes. But as of right now, it's kind of nothing, you know, that I can do, you know, from my seat here. I'm just praying for those guys to just get back healthy.
What do you think about the Bills, especially after their offensive performance yesterday?
Bills are a really, really good team. Coach McDermott has done a great job. You know, since he's been there, they're always a contender. Play great defense. Of course, they have a great quarterback and Josh Allen, who can make any type of play you need him to make. So it's a challenging opponent coming up this Thursday for us. We're up for the challenge, as always, as every opponent. So we're looking forward to it. They've done a really good job. They go up front running the football, and you know Josh can move around and make those plays. You have to cover him twice for sure, you know, with his scramble ability. And also, he's done a good job of mixing up some QB run game as well. He does a good job of that, you know, escaping the pocket, making plays, and we have to do a much better job defensively of controlling that, because we've let a few plays get out on us when we allow the quarterback to scramble. So it'll be a really big challenge for us defensively. The offensive side for us, you know, they're fast defense. I mean, they run, they hit, they play fast, they play physical, they're sound in their assignments. They're going to be where they're supposed to be. Not a ton of bust on their tape. They play together, they play fast. So, you know, we have to do a good job of trying to sustain drives as best we can. You know, winning on third down will be key for us. We didn't do a great job on third down this past week, so that'll be key. Third down, and then we have to finish drives in the red zone. Hasn't been great for us on both sides, so we got to do a great job of finishing drives defensively and offensively in the red zone.
What have you learned over the years about how to approach this short week for Thursday night games?
Yeah, with the short week is, for me, what I've learned most is, don't talk about how much of a short week it is. Like everybody goes in, yeah, it's a short week, get it. Like, let's wrap it up and let's go. Like, everybody has the same amount of time. Like, let's do what we have to do to go out and have ourselves physically and mentally prepared to go play.
You touch on the chemistry last couple of weeks with Davis and with Nico, like 16 catches, something like that, a bunch of targets. How that connection is really up to
you. Yeah, Davis and Nico, they've done it before, and they continue to do it. Yeah, they're doing a good job. Davis is doing a good job of finding the right guy. Throw it down there to 12, and he's going to make a big play for us. Those guys are doing a really great job, and you know, it's no bigger play than the third and 16. I mean, the play that Nico makes, the catch, to be able to get both feet down, it's an outstanding play. Great job by Davis of giving him opportunity to finish that play in bounds. So, you know, when we needed a spark, we needed to get going. Like, we started to feed the ball to our best player, Nico, and he showed up and showed why he's, you know, one of the best receivers in the league.
Seeing from Dalton Schultz as far as the grit and determination that he played through. And I think that on that last drive that you all had for the game winning field goal, he made a big catch, but he also made a big block on Simmons on that 3rd and 16 to be able to help Nico get that catch.
Yeah, Dalton continues to play really great football for us. To get the drive started there in the 2 minute, that was a huge play in the 2 minute drive that doesn't get talked about a lot, but that was big for us to get going. And he's made play after play for us. Each game, Dalton shows up in the critical moments, making plays, you know, and he's fighting through, you know, as everybody is at this time, fighting through injuries and things of that nature, but he continues to scrap. He continues to battle. Like, it's important to him to go out and play his best for his teammates. And he shows that. He puts it on the line every single week. And I'm proud of the toughness and grit that he's showing.
Second game in a row, you guys had primarily Woody Marks as the ball carrier for the offense. What did you make of his performance? And what created some of the challenges in the run game yesterday?
Hey, the challenges in the run game are Sweat and Simmons. It's tough to run against those guys. And, you know, we had our hands full. We knew that going in, but we were able to churn out some yardage here and there. I mean, we didn't hit a ton of explosive in the run game, but I thought we, you know, for the most part, we did okay. Still some yards to be had out there. We can do an even better job of finishing some blocks and running it better.
Been a great player for you guys since he got here, but what do you think about this current stretch he's on where he seems to make these huge plays like every single week?
Let's keep it going, Will. He's doing a fantastic job of not only disrupting the quarterback, but being in position to get the quarterback down, to take the football, making game-changing plays. That's who Will Anderson is, and we hope that streak continues.
You mentioned it a minute ago about the red zone, maybe even goal to go defensively. Been so good everywhere else on the field, just not nearly as good in the red zone and goal to go. Is there anything you're seeing from your defense that isn't getting done there beyond the results?
Yeah, defensively in the red zone, we got to make the play. Like, we got to be where we're supposed to be, and we have to make the play. That's it in the red zone. Like, there's no other way around it. I always tell our guys, at any given point in the game, like, you're going to have a one-on-one opportunity, and it's your job to go make the play. When you're in position, like, you have to finish and make the play. We've been there a lot of times in the red zone defensively, and we have not made the play. So we got to get on the right side of that, right? We got to just finish better.
Nico, when it comes to assignment football and Josh Allen and some of the multidimensional things he does, what are some good rules of thumb, best practices when you play a guy like that? And last year, obviously, you guys had some success against him.
Yeah. When you're playing against Josh Allen, everybody just has to remain disciplined, like, especially as we're rushing our rush lanes. Everybody just has to rush with integrity, understand his quarterback can escape the pocket anywhere. So you just have to have awareness and remain disciplined for four quarters, right? If you get out of a gap, if you fall asleep on a play, you're not playing with awareness. Like, that's when he can gut you. So you just have to play with awareness for four quarters. You can never let up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coach, when you go through the game plan preparing for a team, how do you, on the offensive side of the ball, think about how many plays this player is going to get? Use, for an example, Jalen Noel, who a couple of weeks ago had a lot of targets, had a lot of routes, and then, you know, we've seen, I think, over the last 2 weeks, his targets and routes have decreased. How do you all game plan for that to get him more involved?
Yeah, I want Jalen Noel in there more, getting more opportunities. Sometimes how the game goes, whether it's run plays, we have different personnel groupings for different plays that we're running. So it just also depends on the flow of the game, right? And of course, everybody wants him in more. We want this guy in more. We understand that. Like, we're trying to get many guys opportunities as we can, and that's a good problem to have. We have a lot of good guys in that receiver room that can go and make plays for us and that have shown that they can make plays for us at any given moment of the game.
How did you feel about this offensive line combination yesterday?
I thought the offensive line did a good job. I thought they did a good job, and, you know, for the first time having that group out there, they worked well together and did some really good things.
Update on Danielle Hunter coming out of the game?
Yeah, Danielle is fine.
How do you feel about the operation at this point in the season between you and the communicating that you're getting from the people to determine when to throw your challenge flag?
It's been good. You know, the one that we challenged there, of course, I mean, the guy didn't, looking back at it, we didn't complete the catch, we didn't survive the ground. So looking back at it, probably shouldn't have thrown it, but I feel like the guys saw something that I didn't see up top, and that's why, you know, in the first half there, it's not like we're losing a timeout. It's not as big of a deal as it would be, you said, say, in the second half when the timeouts are very critical.
We talk a lot about, obviously, Daniil and Will, understandably. But can you talk a little about just the continued play of Toya and what you're getting from him?
Yeah, Tommy, man, our most consistent player inside. Like, he makes play after play, whether it's run game, the awareness, him. If we have to send him on the field late to go battle pass down, he can do that as well. But Tommy is just – he's consistent because he does it right. He does exactly what we're asking him to do. It may not be flashy to a lot of people, but consistency is what I'm about. And that's what makes a good professional football player. It's the consistency at which you operate down in and down out, and you know what to expect. You know what you're going to get from Tommy, and he shows up every week making big play after big play for us.
Closed out wins the past 2 weeks and kind of the final moments of these games. What effects can, like, wins like that have on a football team?
Well, when you have wins like that, you would like to hope that it would, you know, continue to spark some confidence in our guys and continue to help us to push forward. But as I know, I'm just a realist. Like, each game is its own game. Like, you got to go out and do the things necessary that it takes to win those games. There isn't any magical elixir that comes out like, oh, you guys finished because this certain thing happened. No, you just got to go finish games. You got to execute the right way. You got to make plays in those critical moments.
Former Astros manager Dusty Baker, when we asked him about watching the standings, he said, yes, I watch them every day. I look at the standings every day. Is that something that you do as well with the way that your team is playing, getting back to 500, seeing, you know, where you're positioned in the AFC?
Just find a way to win. You know, those standings really doesn't matter, you know, right now at this point. Like, what matters is whatever had the stand, however the standings look, I know what improves the standings is winning. So my focus is on doing everything I can possibly do to help our team be in position to win this game this week. And the standings and all those things, they will take care of themselves. All right, thank you guys.
There you go. D'Amico Ryans, the head coach of the Houston Texans, talking to the assembled media there. Some interesting stuff in there. First and foremost, clearly the most important thing. He starts by saying CJ and Jalen Petrie, so CJ Stroud, Jalen Petrie, still in protocol. And that in and of itself is a little daunting because, again, we've talked about it. There's like five rungs of the protocol or steps that need to be cleared in order for you to clear the protocol. And a couple of them require you to kind of do things within practice or on the practice field. And you only have so many of those in this short week. The thing that made it abundantly clear that this is you are in a terrifying situation is that immediately after that, D'Amico Ryan said, we're looking to have Kaimi back, which is almost a juxtaposition as to say, those guys, we don't know, and probably not. But Kaimi, we're looking to have him back.
Yeah, you're on it. Yeah,
that very much felt like you won't have CJ, you won't have Petrie. Which of those hits you the strongest?
Well, obviously CJ Stroud, but really the combo of both of those guys, you laid it out perfectly. Like he said, they're still in concussion protocol. He later said, we'll see how it goes. But, you know, to immediately go, well, we're going to have Kaimi back. You know, so it sort of lends itself to, I wouldn't expect C.J. Stroud or Jalen Petrie in this game. I wouldn't expect it.
Yeah, and he even went further. Like, I thought this was an interesting question. I think it was a follow-up by Kim. Kim Davis made the point that, you know, like, if he was to be clear, like, how much do you need to see him?
Mm-hmm.
And basically see him in practice, those kind of things, or, you know, basically speaking to that. And that's D'Amico talked about. He talked about he's, you know, first and foremost, hopeful for him to get back healthy, which makes sense. D'Amico has a heart for his players. Then he was like, you just have to wait for him to be cleared, basically, which is, you know, the inability for him to do anything until the independent forces clear him. And then he's like, I would want to see him on the field, which, again, should CJ make it.
That means tomorrow.
That feels like, he would need to show up and be cleared and then have an opportunity to practice, because it seems like D'Amico wouldn't want to put him in there without an opportunity to do so.
If you need to see him on the field and he's not on the field tomorrow, he's not going to play. Because tomorrow's the Friday. Tomorrow is the Friday of the work week this week, because they're playing on Thursday. So, yeah, not great. But at the same time, and I was going to make this a confession, but it fits perfectly right here. You know, Clint Sterner has been talking about that he wouldn't necessarily want to see CJ this week, basically saying, you know, that he'd start Mills on the short week and give CJ 10 days to rest for Indianapolis. At this point, don't you think that's the best way to play it?
I mean, I think that's the way that it gets played, but I very much would like to see CJ, man.
Well, yeah, but 10 days, if there's still a little if right now, don't mess with it. You know, just give them the extra 10 days after the Thursday
night. I hear what you're saying. At this point, like I said, it feels very much like that has been taken out of the hands.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it from the 713 on the text line. Why are guys out for a while with CJ, CJ's out for a long time? I mean, basically speaking to the different degrees of time that people are missing with concussions, and that's because concussions are very much a individual player-to-player proposition, mm-hmm. right? There's not a...
And there are degrees.
Yeah, and there's not really an MRI for concussions. There's not a physical exam that you can... Or not a physical thing that you can see in mm-hmm. order to see, okay, well, this is getting better. It is just, how are you reacting? Because concussions are a fickle beast, man. Yeah. Like, it's just... It is how your brain reacts in those moments. So they just have to be able to see that you are without symptoms. If you're still showing symptoms, they can't really do much
there. And there's a broader concern here. You know, we're all caught up in, you know, let's get CJ back. Let's start, you know, we got Buffalo, et cetera, coming in. I mean, this is a big picture thing as much as it's a smaller picture thing. Because, you know, CJ Stroud, if you bring him back and who would have to clear protocol, of course, and he has another concussion, then we're losing our minds. You know, we're losing our minds if he has another one, and you don't want to be in that place.
Yeah, and if you're when you're in that state of very soon after a concussion, that is when you are the most susceptible to sustaining another concussion, right? Yeah. You'd be putting in jeopardy not just a player that you value, but your franchise player at this point. I know some people will quibble with that designation. However, I think that that is the place that he has existed in, and that's the place that I'll continue to talk about him as. Yeah, it makes sense for just as an investment, not necessarily wanting to talk about humans as if they are assets, but from that perspective.
Oh, sure. To protect them. You have to at some point.
And then D'Amico views these dudes fully as human. And he's like, I would not put this person who is entrusted in my care into danger just callously. I think that is where he comes from.
We're just hopeful to get him back healthy. I mean, right. That was one of the first things he said.
Was there something? There was a lot of things in there that we're definitely going to have to return back to. I was a little surprised that when, you know, asked on his thoughts on the offensive line, because again, D'Amico was asked about it after the game, and he was basically like, "Got to watch the tape." Well, you've watched the tape now. What were your thoughts on it? He was just like, "Did a good job," and he was pretty short with it. Does that tell you anything?
I don't know. I think you can interpret that in, you know, several different ways, but I think just by and large, it was hard not to be impressed, you know, especially in the second half with what the offensive line did protection wise and even a little bit in the running game. But the other thing that really just jumped out at me, and we'll dig into more on this for sure, the replay with Christian Kirk. The guys saw something I didn't see, talking about the guys upstairs. And I'm like, okay. Okay.
Yeah, that one's not going to cut it for me. Because not only that, he also went to a place where he was like, and I guess basically that timeout is less valuable because it's not, it's in the first half. And I'm like, what about the challenge?
Yeah.
How valuable is the challenge in having that in your possession in order to go get it? Right. We're going to have a serious conversation about D'Amico Ryan's and game plan. Cause somebody on the text line was like, do you think that D'Amico can rival Mike Tomlin there in Pittsburgh? And when it comes to longevity, and if he has an opportunity to, game plan or game management is going to be a portion of it that needs to get significantly better, because right now that is a detriment on this team.
Yes, and that is one of the things that, especially, you know, in a tough, close game, maybe a playoff implication type game or a playoff game, if that comes back to bite you, then the conversation turns into something. I almost said concussion. Then the conversation turns into something altogether bigger. You know, much, much bigger.
Without question. I mean, look. We've seen it. Football games can be a matter of inches at times.
Yeah.
The margins are incredibly thin. Your coaching decisions, the way that you manage the game, is also another portion that decides whether the margins are thinner or larger for you. And right now, it feels like your game planning decisions. Hell, why the hell did they win the toss and take the football?
Oh, we'll get to that as well.
All right. A lot of things to talk about within here. Some of y'all talking about, like, y'all have never had concussions or do not understand the ways in which the NFL has had very, very existential conversations about concussions and head injuries. Like this, I don't think that this is something that is up for debate.
Yeah.
Like
their hands are tied, man. It's not like just looking at Kaimi and saying, oh, I think he's good to go.
Yeah.
Nah, their hands are tied, man.
Jalen Petrie still in that concussion protocol, mind you, as well. Like, we're not doing this as if CJ Stroud is just out here by his lonesome. But there you go. That was D'Amico Ryan's talking to the Assemble Media. All right, coming up next, let's get into what's popping. A lot of news and notes, including this Rocket, who is going to miss some significant time. We'll talk about all that next. All right, at least Texans-wise, the biggest news that we got from D'Amico Ryan's just moments ago or minutes ago. Seems like CJ Stroud and Jalen Petrie, that's a part that's seemingly being forgotten in some of this, both remain in the concussion protocol. Although D'Amico Ryan's did say that they anticipate having Kyahmi Fairbairn back for the Thursday night Battle Red matchup versus the Bills. Make of that what you will. I am just, John Lopez, astonished by the number of people that are taking this as some level of indictment of C.J. Stroud that he is not cleared concussion
protocol. It's silly. Come on, man.
The things that I would like to remind you of. There is an independent neurological consultant that would have to clear him from protocol. So this ain't the team just treating him with baby gloves.
Yeah.
Jalen Petrie also missing the same amount of time with concussion. So this ain't just CJ soft in the head vibes. Like, I just
I guarantee you, if they could, if it was up to CJ, he would probably try to thug it out and get out there and play.
Heck, his mom posted that, was it Instagram or whatever, right after the game. He's good. You know, well, he's not. You know,
have you ever been in a situation where you're good? And I'm sure everybody experienced this during COVID and all that stuff, where you feel just fine, but you tested positive for COVID.
Yeah,
and you just gotta wait till you get that negative test. You kind of sitting around a little bit, like, "Hey, I'm good to go. What's going on?"
But multiplied, because clearly part of the "you're good" is not "you're altogether good." I mean, they do tests that clearly indicate you're not.
The thing is, you waiting around to try to get cleared.
Yes,
though.
Yes.
It's not him just trying to hide or say, "Oh, I'm not good." Maybe he's not good to go. I'm not sure, but it's not just a thing where he's trying to hide or anything.
Right. Right.
Yeah, the only thing that I imagine people could be trying to knock him on is, why are you not lying? Because ultimately, the way this goes, again, there's not really, it's not like they're running some level of scan. There's an independent baseline that they established before on your function and what have you. And then afterwards, they compare what you're dealing with to that baseline. And so maybe people are like, well, why aren't you lying about not having symptoms or what have you? Which you got to remember, self-preservation would say, hey, let's be as honest as possible, because you're playing with your brain at this point.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, if you decide to go that way, more power to you, I guess. I can't tell you what to believe, but it just I don't understand where people are getting to the place where they're coming at CJ in particular, or either of these dudes, for being in the concussion protocol. But the sad thing is, at least for me personally, is it does seem like you're going to miss both of those guys on Thursday. We'll see how it continues to go. Maybe a minor miracle of sorts pops up and you do have them available when the Bills come to town. Some other things that are popping: a weekend of college football in which you, John Lopez, I imagine, are very happy.
Oh my gosh, what a weekend. And I was right there with D'Amico Ryans. Never a doubt. Never a doubt. Remember he said that? Remember he said that?
I say, what time did you turn the game off?
Yeah, so you checked in about the third quarter, right? You were busy.
No, I didn't.
30-3 was the score in favor of South Carolina.
You sat there the whole time. You did not sit there the whole time, man.
I watched every second.
You lying.
I watched every second.
I know you
second.
Pretty well. I know.
Text my son, my middle son, right now. Because
your favorite,
I watched it with him for a good part.
You definitely flipped around like, I'm done with this.
I did not.
Let me go back and see what they doing.
I'm not saying it was never a doubt. I was lying about that.
Okay.
But I did watch every second. And, oh, by the way, you know, the way, now that it's done and the Aggies came back, if you didn't know, from
31-30 was the final after being down 30-3 at the half.
Yes. Shane Beamer, my goodness, he looks bad right now. The South Carolina head coach. I mean, at halftime, you'd have thought the game was over. I mean, he was doing the encouraging the crowd or mocking some of the crowd or whatever it was. And talking, the halftime interview was like, yeah, we didn't come in here. You know, it was like they won the game. We didn't come in here to get pushed around. And then couple that with the image of him walking off the field. It was like, oh, my gosh. I could see where South Carolina fans are just, they've had it with that dude. It was an incredible comeback. It was a very good week of college football. That's for dang sure.
Yeah, and one of the things that's kind of interesting to me when it comes to the Aggies is their defense still kept them from absolutely losing the entirety of the plot, even though 30-3, you look at me and you go, hey, Reggie, 33 is losing the plot. There was a couple of instances where they held South Carolina to field goals, and if they did not, it was not that one that they were going to come all the way back
And then
from.
In the second half, I think they outgained, this is off the top of my head, I think they outgained South Carolina 286-71.
Oh, yeah. It was very different.
There was an incredible defensive performance in the second half.
Tale of two halves. But, man, Marshall Reed looked bad in that first half and then ultimately helped them come back.
400-something yards, altogether passing and the touchdowns and all that.
None of that will show up on the record that still has a zero there. Mm-hmm. And I think ultimately it'll be lost to time. However, y'all is playing with fire. I felt like y'all were about to do the thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I don't blame you for feeling that. There is a track record. there is a track record. But I think ultimately this is kind of a testament to what they are now. Like, that's a game that no chance, no way, no how. And on the same day that Mike Elko gets a contract extension.
$11 million a year?
Yeah. They come back.
Oh, yeah.
And get the job done.
Everybody was circulating and ready to just pounce on the...
But Mike Elko...
As soon as he got the money, here come the stinker.
And then what did they do in the second half?
They
look like a championship team.
Put themselves in the gear, and they went and won a football game. So, they're well situated.
It's different. I don't know how it's going to end up. I'm hopeful, obviously, of where it ends up. But this is a different Aggie squad.
Yeah. And then, of course, it was a good day for you also because your chief rivals.
This was an interesting game to watch.
University of Texas got absolutely, you put this down as bullied. I think that's a good way of saying it, versus Georgia. The thing that I found most interesting, because Texas defense, they tried to keep them kind of close. The offense, of course, fails them. And it's a lot of drops. And I think Steve Sarkisian has some splaining to do, so to say, as the offensive mind of that team. But you know what the biggest splaining that he's got to do is? Did he piss in, did he urinate in Kirby Smart's cereal at some point? Kirby Smart's first onside kick of his tenure at Georgia happens when they are up and they pretty much looks like they're just going to win this football game. He's like, you know what? Here's a perfectly executed onside, which clearly means that they got to be mad. He's got to be mad over there.
Yeah, if you're a Longhorn fan right now, you have legitimate concerns about Kirby Smart and the offense, you know, just in general. They're last in the SEC in rushing. Last.
They've dealt with some injuries, but the trenches are really one of the places. Their offensive line is not nearly to the standard that it needs
to
be.
It was better to start in the first half in terms of protection and such. Arch Manning was better.
Yeah.
At least in the first half. But the points weren't there. The you know obviously his red zone stuff is still a problem for Sark. But I think you nailed it on in terms of you know why they lost this game. Kirby Smart, I mean he's got bowling balls. Keep in mind the go ahead touchdown, and I know you watch this game, but the go ahead touchdown.
You don't know me. You don't know my life.
Two fourth down conversions, including a fourth and six. They had a fourth and six, and he went for it. So he put them on the table. He put it on the table twice there on the go-ahead drive. And then what does he do? Onside kick. That guy, he put it out there. That's for sure.
Yeah, he just. And what's funny is both Kirby Smart and Steve Sarkisian have been Nick Saban assistants at Arkansas. They didn't cross paths. I want to know where this hatred, because it does feel like there's hatred.
Yeah.
You don't just get up and like games over. Like usually coaches actually go out of their way to be respectful to one another unless there's some level of beef. I would just like to know what that beef is. Because
did you hear Kirby Smart in the postgame?
I didn't.
Ooh, boy. Talk about, maybe not, but talk about a little subtle. I'm paraphrasing, but our Georgia fans will remember this if you haven't heard it. He basically said in the postgame, we're not here about NIL. If you're here for NIL, we smack you in the mouth.
Which is hilarious because we don't pretend like them boys in Athens aren't running around in them fantastic cars.
No, they do. But that was like that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
A little subtle. Yeah, they're about the money. We're about the money and smacking you in the mouth.
That's right. That's right. So salute Georgia, Texas. You're done here. Like that. Georgia, by the way, they're done with their SEC schedule, so they're in a good space to try and contend for SEC championship. We'll talk more about that type of stuff.
One more real quick
on
thought,
college football on a Tuesday.
Because I, as much as you know, I want the Aggies to just whip up on Texas, and you called them my chief rival. That's accurate. I try to be fair with Texas. They still have a shot. They still have a shot to make the playoff.
I don't.
If they beat the Aggies, well, they got to beat Arkansas first. You know, I don't want to shortchange. I mean, that could be, you're talking about a trap game. Arkansas is not horrible.
No, and they could put up offense, which right now is something that you can't definitively say.
But if they beat Arkansas and then beat the Aggies, they have a case. I said it last week. I still believe it.
Yeah. I guess I'm just going off based off of what I'm seeing. I'm not putting it past them to do that. But you make an argument there. More college football stuff, of course, that we'll hit tomorrow. I did want to hit these things real quick. Shout out to the Cougs. Both on the football field, well, technically off the football field and on the hardwood. The hardwood, they held off a really good Auburn team, 73-72 victory of a battle of then undefeateds now. The Cougs 4-0, Auburn 3-1, just a fantastic showing that continues to pop up for the Cougs in this one here.
Their freshmen are so good.
Dude, they're so good, man. They're being led by freshmen.
Yes, they are.
Like, this is such a, I mean, obviously, you got to give it to Kelvin Sampson recruiting and bringing those guys in, but also, like, being able to put them in that situation,
get
trust
them, ready.
Them, and get them ready to play at this high level, because these are challenges that Auburn is a challenge that you typically don't get this early on in the season.
Mm-hmm.
They get it. They handle it. Salute to the Cougs there, and salute to the to Willie Fritz's Cougs, who now back in the top 25, even though they ain't play no football.
They
this
didn't
weekend.
Play a game and got ranked.
And then I did want to mention this because this is a note. Tari Eason is dealing with that hip injury. He didn't play on Sunday versus the Magic, and he might not play for a little bit. According to Ime, he's expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks. So that could be interesting to see how the Rockets navigate that, especially since they'll have the Nuggets on Friday, which is a big test. But yeah, it seemed like Aaron Holiday stepped in, played really well in some of that rotational, getting some of those minutes, and might just be more minutes for like the likes of Reed and stuff.
Well, sure, but the last thing that you wanted to see, or he wanted to see, Tari Eason.
Well, yeah,
that's the last thing.
This is really bad for Tari, especially he misses time. Well, there it goes. There's a few
4 to 6 weeks
of time that he'll miss again. And more things to talk about as we continue to go. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, I kind of want to get into like the let's salute some good play, because there's a lot of dudes to salute in this Texans 16-13 victory. So I want to do that. Let's talk about who hooped next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.